Doctor Show for natural, organic gardening advice. And now the Dirt Doctor, my dad, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Want to be on the show with me? It's 800. It's actually 866. 866-444-3478. I talked to Walt off the air during the break there, and it's something that some of the rest of you might be interested in, what we discussed, what he brought up. He has some blackberries, some kind of berries, blackberries, raspberries, that sort of thing. And it has henbit growing all around it, and want to know how to control it without hurting the berry plants. That's a pretty easy one. And the first step, I told him, and I'd have to tell everybody, is that henbit is not a very bad weed in a lot of ways. One, a lot of people consider it a culinary or medicinal herb. We've got it in the herb book, our Texas herb book, as one of the herbs that's a possibility. It actually is pretty. It has purple flowers, has pretty delicate, pretty foliage, and is easy to get rid of if you don't want it. And, of course, that's what I told him. The first thing is you can just mow it down. Usually it's one of the weeds that grows up kind of high above things, and you mow it off, and it'll pretty much kill it with that. But you can also kill it very easily with the vinegar sprays, 10% to 20%. You know, 10% in, use my whole formula with the orange oil and a little soap. And on the 20% in, the commercial 20% product, you can just spray straight product. You don't even have to mix anything into it for it to be. And it'll melt henbit with one spray and very, very effectively. And he asked, will it hurt the plants, the berry plants? No. One of the nice things about the organic sprays, whether you're using vinegar or an essential oil product like the Pure Grow products, or whether it's one of the fatty acid products like BioSafe or Scythe or one of those kind of things, all of those, and all the vinegars, all of those kind of products, those natural organic herbicides, are fine to use around anything that's a woody plant and hit the trunk of the plants, and it won't hurt at all. That's how we got started recommending using it and recommending it, was spraying around grapevines and things like that. And, yeah, you can spray right up to the trunks of any woody plants. Now, if it's a succulent plant, if it's a plant that has a green stem, you know, a softer stem, a perennial or annual or something like that, you're going to probably do some damage to the stems. But if it's a woody stem, that bark protects the plant from the natural organic herbicide. So, yeah, give it a shot. 866-444-3478. The cool season herbs, real quickly, Larry, I'll be to you in just a second. There's a bunch of them in the category of food crops. You know, a lot of the cabbages and kales and spinaches and lettuces and all of those things are just fine to still plant. It would have been better if you did it already. And with a lot of things like lettuce and spinach, you can plant a succession of plantings of transplants. And when you're in like the Dallas-Fort Worth area where I am, zone 8, or you know maybe a little north of this and certainly south of this, you can continue to plant and have production of these cool season things all winter long, especially if you use the floating row cover, you know, the lightweight white spun material that we talk about all the time. Same thing goes for the herbs, the cool season things, oregano, chives, rosemary. Those are permanent kind of herbs. Those can be planted now in the cool season, even others, there's many of them. If you look at my book, the herb book that we did, it's a great source for you for that kind of thing. We have somewhat similar information in the organic vegetable gardening book that Malcolm Beck and I did. And if you're worried about Texas being in the name of those books, we give you information, timing information, based on the first and last annual or average freezes that is expected in your area. Especially the vegetable gardening book covers that in a little bit more detail than the herb book does. The vegetable gardening book also has shots, photographs of all the, not only the plants, but all the seeds that we're talking about. And one of the things that I probably don't mention enough, there are some companies, some mail order companies, Johnny's is one of them, that sell seed that has been pelletized. And what they do is they roll, you can do it yourself, but it, you can buy it already done, where they put the seed in some kind of a clay material and create a pellet that's about the size of a BB, and you'll get better production, faster production, more even germination of all your plants if you go the pelletized route. If you do, you might want to do an experiment out of it. Get some carrots or, you know, one of the cool season things that we're talking about here, spinach, lettuce, whatever, and plant bare seed and plant the pelletized seed also and see the difference. It'll catch your attention for sure. And in the flower category, there's some wonderful flowers that can be planted now. You, if you already did it, that's fine. And if you want to do some more, you can still in, the, like I said, this zone or a little bit cooler or certainly a little bit warmer than we are here in Zone 8. But in that category, pansies, pretty much top of the list. Although I think Johnny Jump-Ups may be even easier to grow, very closely can. And then all the dianthus. Can be planted, you know, the even up to and including the pinks and the carnations and all that. But all the dianthus can take the cool season. Calendulas can, and there's some others that can as well. Snapdragons are pretty good. But the nice thing about the pansies and the Johnny Jump-Ups and the dianthus and the calendulas is that they're edible. So you're planting a cool season crop of flower, but it also can be a food crop for you if you're using organic techniques. If you're spraying toxic chemicals on them, don't do that. Let's see what Larry's up to in Scroggins. Hey, Larry.
Hi. I live across the street from Lake Cypress Springs, so I know you know the area.
Uh-huh.
And I'm getting ready. I'm trying to do a garden in an area that has never been gardened, and I put a compost, spread, tilled it up, put compost on it, and it still, we used to live around Blackland. I've never lived around sand like this because right. After I water it, I can water it for an hour and then dig down and it'll be, water be pooling and I can dig down 2 or 3 inches and it's dry. It almost repels water. I was wondering if I should start out with getting a load of sandy loam and spreading that on top and then go. I know I want to go organic, but you know, didn't want to wait 3 or 4 years for it to start gardening. You know what I mean?
Sure. Well, as you know, it sounds like I'm from down the road in Pittsburgh, Texas, and I'm very familiar with that kind of sandy soil there, but I don't want you to bring in sandy loam. Here's what I want you to do instead. You need to beef up the carbon in the soil. You can use compost. You can, if you can find in the stores there locally or buy it mail order, get biochar. Biochar would help you as much as anything. It's a carbon product that's created by heat, burning it, and it creates a paramagnetism to it as well as providing the carbon and the trace minerals and the micro building capabilities that it has. That's the key to that sandy soil, is to build the microbes in the soil. The key to that is to build the holding capacity of the moisture, and also the nutrients in there. And we're going to do it with compost and biochar, just more of it, but also rock minerals. And this surprises people a lot, that rock minerals are important in a sandy soil. You know, putting more sand in, how could that happen? Well, especially volcanic sands like lava sand or basalt or granite even to some degree will, especially lava sand though, will help hold moisture in that sandy soil for a longer period of time than anything you can do, especially when you mix it with biochar and compost. And what happens there is you just create a better condition for those microbes to survive and grow. The single most important way to build the life in the soil and the holding capacity of the soil, the nutrient holding capacity and the water holding capacity, is to build those microscopic organisms. And you do it with those organic amendments. Bringing in sandy loam is going to cost you just as much and not give you that effect. You see what I mean? And then the final step is shredded native tree trimmings mulch on the surface. Finely ground first, then the coarse ground on top of that, and you'll see production that will really surprise you. I'm going to put you on hold if you had something else because I got to run. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
Crazy water is what I drink. You should too. Crazy water is naturally alkaline with trace minerals and electrolytes for the health and body balance you need. You can buy Crazy Water at retailers across Texas or go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a nearby store. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Crazy Water has been helping people feel better since 1881. It's so good, it's crazy. Website, drinkcrazywater.com.
Make frozen faucets a thing of the past with the Freeze Miser. Simple to install, the patented Freeze Miser activates only when the water temperature reaches 37 degrees and conserves by releasing only the minimal amount needed, even in the most extreme freezing conditions. Perfect for houses, RV hookups, water well pumps, outdoor hoses, water troughs, and much more. Ask for the Freeze Miser by name at your local farm or hardware store, or go to freezemiser.com for more information. Freeze Miser, the answer to outdoor faucet freeze protection.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of DirtDoctor.com.
Howard Garrett from my friends at Ulrich Barnes and their terrific line of sheds and cabin shells. Perfect for your backyard office. They'll deliver you a sturdy shell and all you have to do is finish it out. Call 520-GET-SHED or visit their designers in Cleburne, Tyler, or Fort Worth and join the many happy customers that have given Ulrich Barnes five-star reviews. That's 520-GET-SHED, 520-438-7433 or visit myperfectshed.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically, 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best-kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to DirtDoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
All righty, Howard, back with you, if I can find my headset here. We were talking there with the last caller about maybe using some biochar. We have an entry on our website that's not very good. In fact, there's a broken photograph on it. I just noticed I need to beef that up. That'd probably be a good one for me to do a Dallas Morning News column on and a completely updated entry there. Biochar or Terra Preta, T-E-R-R-A-P-E-T-R-A, Terra Preta, is, like I mentioned, it's just a use of wood, turning it into charcoal, a charcoal-like material, through low heat is the key. It doesn't just turn it into ash. It turns it into a paramagnetic carbon material that's great for the soil. It was used years and years and years ago a lot in Brazil and other countries as well, turning some really, really lousy soil into this beautiful, beautiful, deep, dark soil that was incredibly highly productive and all that. And it's something that we need to talk about more. We need to deal with more. I've not avoided it, but just haven't jumped into it head over heels because in the past there hadn't been a real good commercial source of it. That's starting to change more. And more people are getting into it. There's some good information, and we'll add that to our website. Good information on other websites about how to make it yourself. And I think there's even some people that sell some kilns that work to make the Terra Preta or biochar. And again, it's just knowing how to set up the burning of wood and other organic materials, waste materials, at a lower temperature, so you create this charcoal that's incredibly helpful for the soil. But that's what we've been talking about with this natural organic program for a long time, and I've talked about compost rather than biochar because compost is much more easily available, even though the quality of it ranges all over the board. And unfortunately, a lot of the bigger companies do it a little bit too fast, don't compost it quite as thoroughly as they should, don't really concentrate on making the biological activity in it as high as possible. They just try to get it broken down and sell volumes. In fact, some of the companies are just in the volume moving business. That's really all they do. So keep that in mind. The earthworm castings, the people that do earthworm castings and the people that do biochar now starting to be out there more and more available. And even if you don't do that as your entire volume of organic material, putting it in as a portion of your compost would really be beneficial. I think it's great. A high-quality earthworm casting, the same thing. You've heard me talk about that before. But that's the key, is using things that are alive and stimulate life and stimulate the building of the carbon in the soil, which is done the most efficiently by building the biological activity of the soil, and that just makes it all go the right direction. What you want to stay away from are the high-nitrogen synthetic fertilizers that we warn against all the time. They hurt that life in the soil. They do exactly the opposite, 180 degrees of what we want to do. It's like giving somebody some candy and spiking their energy for a short period of time, which the synthetic fertilizers will do, but they hurt that life long term and that sustainability, that long lasting health improvement in the soil that just gets better and better and better. That's why we don't like peat moss. That's why we don't like pine bark. Those things don't do that great job of stimulating that life well and building the carbon in the soil. The most significant source of building carbon in the soil is the waste and dead bodies of microbes in the soil. So compost and then the rock minerals are just as important as the carbon materials, the lava sand, the azomite, granite sand, basalt, any of those things that are different than the base rock of the site. And then the third step is the real kick in the pants, the way you speed up the process even more, and that's putting out sugars that will feed the bacteria, and they start growing, and then the fungus comes along for the ride. And the best sugars that work and don't create a problem are dry molasses and whole ground cornmeal. The wheat midlands that were mentioned by an earlier caller, they're good too. They're just not as easily available, really, as the cornmeal. Let me see where I am here. Alice, been waiting a long time. Sorry about that, Alice, in Denton, Texas.
Yes, sir. Good morning. I enjoy your show every Sunday morning.
Well, thank you, Alice. I appreciate that.
I have about a half a dozen pepper plants in different pots, and one particular plant is different, and it has teeny, teeny little eggs all over the leaves, and I check it every couple days, and I sprayed it with hydrogen peroxide. That helped, but now they're back again.
Eggs like a pest egg?
No. In fact, they just almost cover the leaf. They're that thick.
On a pepper. You don't have any way to take
them. They're about the size of a pinhead.
Is the plant still healthy and growing?
Yes, and bearing peppers.
Wow.
At least it's prying.
This almost sounds like it's a fern, and those are spores on the back of the plant. I don't know what kind of eggs it would be at this time of the year that are not causing a problem. Let me put you on hold. We'll chat off the air for a minute. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Make frozen faucets a thing of the past with the Freeze Miser. Simple to install, the patented Freeze Miser activates only when the water temperature reaches 37 degrees and conserves by releasing only the minimal amount needed, even in the most extreme freezing conditions. Perfect for houses, RV hookups, water well pumps, outdoor hoses, water troughs, and much more. Ask for the Freeze Miser by name at your local farm or hardware store, or go to freezemiser.com for more information. Freeze Miser, the answer to outdoor faucet freeze protection.
With the changing of seasons and the transition to winter plantings, Medina offers the perfect fertilizer for your gardening needs. Medina's Growing Green is an organic fertilizer derived from pasteurized poultry manure, humate, and molasses. It produces three stages of activity, including balanced nutrient supply, structure repair through soil supplementation, and nutrient availability. Your lawn, flowers, trees, vegetable garden, and potted plants will all love Medina's Growing Green. Versions of Garrett juice are also made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For the natural organic care of your residential or commercial property, Medina is a choice I highly recommend. Ask for Medina at hardware stores, garden centers, and farm stores. Medina, a strong Dirt Doctor recommendation. For more information on everything they have to offer, go to MedinaAg.com. Medina, over 50 years of proven performance. It's MedinaAg.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. We're going to get some photographs sent to us about the plants from the last caller, these eggs or whatever they are on pepper plants. A little bit of a head scratcher there. Had fun yesterday with the Ulrich Barnes people in Fort Worth. Had a little talk, had some people come to see and talk about trees a little bit, and it's interesting to hear about people that are buying the Ulrich Barnes sheds and barns and structures. Somebody just recently, they were telling me, bought a chicken coop that was a really fancy kind of thing. They can do it all, including these cabins. I think that's what impressed me the most, because I just never had seen them before. They do cabins, log cabins, that are finished out inside. Kitchens, bathrooms, bedrooms, the whole thing. I mean, they are just spectacular. Do them in different sizes. So whether you're interested in a small shed to increase your storage capacity, or a new art studio or design studio, or an extension of the house, or whatever it is, I recommend you take a look at them. The quality is just over the top. Ulrich Barnes, and it's U-L-R-I-C-H, Ulrich Barnes. builders. And it to get information, go to telephone number 520-GET-SHED, or go to their website, myperfectshed.com. Back to the phones, and that number, by the way, is 866-444-3478. Glen Heights, Texas, it's Larry's turn. Hi, Larry.
Yes, hi, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your show. I wanted to ask, I planted some Brussels sprouts back in mid-February.
Okay.
And they're really abundant in the leaf production, but we haven't seen any Brussels sprouts to say yet. And I was just getting worried because, you know, here it is November. I never have grown this plant before. And I was wondering what's going on with them. How long does it take? Because I've been looking on the Internet trying to find answers, but I just don't see anything.
Okay. We cover them in the Texas organic vegetable gardening book pretty well. They take a long time is what you're dealing with there, Larry. If the leaves are healthy and the plants are growing, you're going to see those little buds starting to form. One thing that I would recommend that will push them along a little bit, in fact, any plant that anybody out there has that they want to stimulate bud production and flowering, the Garrett juice mixture helps as well or better than anything. And in this situation, I do like I did with my tomatoes this past year. It was kind of a first-time experiment that I did. I mixed the Garrett juice up into the ready-to-use form, in the form that I would spray on the foliage, in other words, and then I just poured it. I used a big watering can with a breaker nozzle, and I just poured it over the top of the plant. So you got foliar feeding from it, but it also got the stem really soaked with the Garrett juice, and then it went on down into the soil and into the root system as well. But Brussels sprouts probably take longer to produce than anything you can grow. They just...
Oh, really? Yeah. They do? As long as a year, or...?
No, you'll have some production later on. Just, you know, don't let them freeze. Use some floating row cover if we're going to have a dramatic change in the weather, you know, dropping the bottom, just dropping out of it. That's about the only thing that would really foul them up. And then they'll start producing for you probably mid-winter or something with the timing that you've got on yours. They just take a long time to produce.
Okay, great. I appreciate that. And I have just one follow-up question, if I might.
Sure.
Do you recommend following a land Sabbath once every 7 years? Should we let the land rest or not? I've heard different things on that.
I really don't. It's one of the things that Dr. Albrecht talked about, and Ruth Stout in her book, she addressed it from a little bit different angle, and other people have. You know, you look at food crops, and you look at the crops that are perennial, or you look at fruit trees and berries and things like that. You know, they're not going through that cycle. They're there all the time. Asparagus is there all the time. It's a perennial. So there may be, when people are using bad techniques and using high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers and burning up the carbon in the soil and, you know, causing destruction of the microbes in the soil, that's probably going to be beneficial to let the land or the garden lay fallow for some period of time. But I think when you're using the natural organic techniques, that's totally unnecessary, might even be harmful.
Okay. Well, thank you for your wisdom. I appreciate it, and you have a great day.
All right. Appreciate the call. Talk to you later. Let's see what's up. Yeah, if you haven't read Ruth Stout's books, I've got an entry on the website on dirtdoctor.com of the other books besides my own that I recommend. And you know, Dr. Howard and, you know, various people from way, way back I've got listed and give you some tips there. And then people like Ruth Stout, she wrote in the 60s. She's no longer alive, but she was a really good writer, very clever. She had her best line for me was she was talking about how she charged to go and speak to garden clubs and other groups. And somebody asked her what her fee was, and she said, my fee is the most that you pay anybody else. And she said that includes the flower arrangers, because she had discovered that the people that do real fancy flower arrangements for inside the house charge enormous fees. And she said, you know, I know my wisdom and what I can teach is a whole lot more important than how to arrange your posies in a container inside the house. So those of you that do speaking engagements, that might be a tip for you to how to set your prices. It's worked for me a couple of times. Let's see where we are. Paula in Midlothian, Texas. Hey, Paula.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for calling.
I have a question about acorn production this year.
Okay.
This tree has put out an enormous amount of acorns, and I have them all over the place. And it is becoming a problem because I mow the leaves, mm-hmm. and I can't even mow the leaves anymore. There's so many of them. I have to blow the leaves to one side and where the grass doesn't have any acorns, and then mow there. Is there any suggestions at all what I can do to the tree, first off, to see? Because this is the only year that I've seen. I mean, it has produced in the past, obviously, but not like this year. So I really don't know what to do to all these acorns now.
What kind of oak are we talking about, Paula? Live oak, red oak, burr oak? What?
It's a type of red oak, sir.
Okay. There is one way you can limit, in fact, even eliminate the acorn production on a tree like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's called a chainsaw.
Mm.
That's the only thing you can do.
Mm. Okay. Well, I was just wondering what was different this year.
Well, what's different is it was actually worse last year than it is this year. What happens with a plant, it doesn't matter whether it's a holly and producing berries, or if it's an oak tree producing acorns, or an ash tree producing its seed, or a maple, or whatever it is, you're going to get the most production of seed, which is what all those things are, if the plant is in stress a little bit. And the stress can be caused by a couple of, a lot of different things. But the thing that has caused the stress the last couple of years is the weather patterns of being real, real super, super rainy, you know, and wet back in the fall and the early part of the growing season, and then getting extremely hot and burning mm-hmm. up the plants for a while. And you get that roller coaster effect. Or if you get unusually hot weather, or if you get unusually cool weather for a period of time, the plant is reacting to the maybe temporary, maybe more long-term stress by setting more fruit. In other words, protecting its future, you know, plants that can come up from the seed. And that's all that is. And the only way you can change that is to change the weather patterns, or to be more careful about how you water and keep the moisture level a little bit more even. When you have great fluctuations in the moisture and in the temperatures and everything, that's what causes the heavy production of the acorns. A lot of people will say, that couldn't be the case because I've watered the same way I've always watered and the weather wasn't that different. But there's always some reason why that plant is reacting and setting, you know, the higher levels of seed production. What I'd recommend that you do, seriously, is get a shop vac if you don't already have one, and vacuum the acorns up, and then do your mowing of the leaves and mulching the leaves into the ground. The acorns are actually something that's very beneficial to go in your compost pile. They're loaded with protein and major nutrients to a degree, and lots and lots of trace minerals. So vacuum them up and just put them in the compost pile and let them be part of the ingredients in the pile.
Oh, great. I as a matter of fact, I started a compost pile this year. In the past, I haven't had much luck with the kitchen scraps and stuff. That was not good. I think it attracted rats and kinds of things. I don't know. So this year, I'm simply putting in just vegetation and flowers and things like that. So I will do that with the acorns.
Yeah, add them because they're very high in protein, so it would be a really good ingredient for your compost pile.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Could I please ask just one quick question about my fig tree?
Sure.
Okay. It also has never produced, now this one's the other way around, it's never produced fig. I've had it for probably 5-6 years, and I really don't know what to do. I only throw some compost every year. I throw some compost overall, and then an organic fertilizer in the fall and in the spring.
That's good. Just add a little Garrett juice, spray in the foliage, and drench it on the soil. Make sure the flare of your little fig is exposed. A fig tree, just like any fruit tree, is normally too deep in the ground, and that can cause the stress that can lead to not so good a fig production. I'm going to have to run. Hope that helps. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be right back.
More than ever, it's important to have a healthy immune system. Vitamin C is helpful, but there's an even stronger antioxidant, glutathione. Maintaining optimum glutathione levels in the body is key in protection from bacteria and viruses. RegActive's essential ME3 stimulates glutathione production in your body, especially as we age and are more vulnerable to diseases. Be proactive about your immune health. Get essential ME3 now. Call 800-430-6180 or go online.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at PureGrowUSA.com or call 469-423-0712.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They are fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Tired of pain and poor health? Well, before you operate or medicate, regenerate with Infinity Stem Cells to activate your body's internal repair system, just as I did. It's simple, safe, effective, and affordable. To learn more, call 800-341-2650. Regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine, personal health, and longevity. Call 800-341-2650 or visit AchieveVitality.net.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. We may have a winner of the Mystery Photograph Contest, Nick in Sandwich, Illinois. Hey, Nick.
Hey, good morning, Howard.
What say ye on the mystery photo?
All right, I'm going to put forth the golden rain tree.
Yeah,
my choice.
You're exactly right. Those are the seed pods, the golden rain tree. It's a tree that grows here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but it's not used too often. It's really beautiful. A tree. There's a big one in my neighborhood over in Lakewood that's just gorgeous. In fact, a couple of them. And then there's a real big one at the Fort Worth Botanical Gardens over there. But not too many around here. Do y'all have them in your area?
We do. Here and there, occasionally, if somebody knows what it is and they plant it, that's usually what happens. It's one of those more of a specimen tree. Occasionally, you'll see it. It's enough that you see it, but not enough that it's such a common tree.
Yeah.
But it is. I agree. It's a pretty nice tree too. And actually, I had a question.
Okay.
Along with the picture. You know, do you have any recipes for like a homemade disinfectant? I remember hearing you talk about because I just been using just 70% alcohol. You know, when I can't wash my hands and I have it in my vehicle and I'll do an alcohol wash in my hands. And I've also had some hydrogen peroxide just in case and in the truck with me as well. But do you have anything else that you, and if so, maybe could you update your recipes sheet on your page?
Well, I will update the recipe sheet. We should have that on there if we don't already. But you mentioned what I use and what I think is the best, and that's hydrogen peroxide. When I come, I'm still broadcasting from the station. I have been through this whole deal, and they clean it very well in between broadcasters and all. But I also clean down everything that I know I'm going to be touching with hydrogen peroxide before the show as well. I use it full strength, just 3% right out of the grocery store, and I think it works better than anything. I don't recommend using alcohol and the bleaches at all that people, you know, on the news and everything are recommending ad nauseum. I don't think those things are good for anybody, and I don't think that they work any better if as good as hydrogen peroxide does. And the thing that's so wonderful about hydrogen peroxide is it kills bacteria and fungus and viruses, and then it breaks down into water and oxygen. You know, it couldn't be a cleaner product. We use it for a lot of things. It's part of, as I'm sure you've heard me talk, and we'll show and talk about it in the video, sick tree treatment video that we're going to do tomorrow. It's a way of aerating the root zone of trees if you don't want to do mechanical aerating. It's just a terrific product, and I wouldn't think that you'd need to add anything else to it.
Okay, and you kind of led in with the aeration, and that I forgot about as well. But with with the full strength, you know, I know it has an expiration expiration date on the bottle sometimes,
right?
But just as long as as long as you use it fresh enough, and you see it bubbling up on your hands, is that kind of the indicator that you know it's working?
That is the key, and I have found that even I've got a bottle at home now that just has a very little in it, and you can pour it on the sink or pour it on your hand or pour it on anything, and if it bubbles white and you can see it working like that, it's still viable. That's how it's killing
cool.
the bacteria.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was my other question, is how can you obviously if it's still bubbling, it's going to, you know, it's working because it hasn't broken down into water and oxygen.
That's right.
It's really what that is, correct?
That's exactly right.
The life span of the active ingredient or whatnot, like they would put on a prescription of some sort.
Right.
Okay.
It will break down. If you leave the bottle open, if you don't put a lid on it, it won't be viable anymore. What I use to spray around the radio station and other places, I've got the hydrogen peroxide in a little quart hand spritzer spray bottle. And that keeps it sealed up enough to where it keeps it viable for quite a long period of time.
And then you don't have to use all of your, you can kind of use it sparingly within your, and keep your store tightened up.
That's right.
Now, do you, that also leads into with the aeration of a root area.
Uh-huh.
Would you use that on something that had mechanical? I had we had a river birch that had a small little backhoe. There was some utility utility work done, and they mashed the roots.
Yeah, the hydrogen peroxide would be beneficial on that, just like it would be on a cut on your hand, but only do it one time. And then the next step would be to put out the regular amendments that we recommend, you know, compost, biochar, earthworm castings, rock minerals, the cornmeal, the hydrogen of the whole ground cornmeal stimulates trichoderma and is very beneficial. So you just use the regular organic bed preparation stuff after a one-time treatment of hydrogen peroxide.
Okay.
Okay.
One-time use.
I appreciate the call very much. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. That's 2 hours down, but we have another one. If your radio station doesn't carry the third hour, you can listen to the live stream on dirtdoctor.com or listen to a podcast later on. I'll be back.